Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Progressive Channel. This morning, we will talk about the recalibration of Jupiter. Now, I thought about recalibration of Rahu and Ketu, but it came to me that Rahu and Ketu are the obsessions and the disillusions of the mind have nothing to do with recalibration of in the new energy per se. The reason being, Rahu and Ketu are just empty points. It's just up to conscious evolution of every individual and their life path, where it will take them and how what they consciously want to do with them. Most people do not want to live consciously. This is where things go kind of wrong. But anyway, I digress. Jupiter, in this new energy, what will Jupiter recalibrate as? Remember, this basis of this series is the new energies of Gaia itself, the new energy of the planet itself. It has changed for all the sensitives, empaths, and psychics feeling it. It's changed to considerably, I can't even say in terms of degrees, because it's a completely new energy. You can say it changed in terms of degrees, as in going from little to the more or more expansive. If it's a question of degrees, this is not a question of degree, folks. This is a completely new energy platform that we are all living in now as humanity. And I sense this way back in a couple of years ago. This is not new. But what has happened a couple of years ago is, this is I think back in 2019 or so, even before this whole event began. So since something has completely shifted, we have shifted timelines on this planet. Everybody, entire humanity is going in a completely different direction now. What we make of it through astrology is the take of this series. Yeah, the recalibration. So Jupiter is the teacher. The teacher, it's got a little contradictory kind of energies as told by the Vedic texts. For example, what I mean, in Jupiter on the one hand is the Karaka, or the doership of the second house, the fifth house, the ninth house, and the 11th house. All these houses are of gains. Second house for wealth. Fifth house for education, children, creativity, love and romance. The ninth house is for wisdom, for foreign travels, for higher education, the actual higher education, like doing a PhD or post-graduation, that kind of thing. And the 11th house is house of social networks, gains, social media, money, as in gains from whatever you are doing. The results of the 10th house, the career and the work, will show up in the 11th house for everyone. So Jupiter, on the one hand, it is portrayed in Vedic texts as the ones where you gain stuff from life. This is not gains as we are talking in terms of gain of something that you are doing per se. It's that life from the external brings to the individual all these gains. For example, you are born, the family which you have is a gift to you. You didn't invent that family, you're just born into that family. Second house we are talking about. So Jupiter decides what kind of family you are born in. Some people are born in very dysfunctional families. Some people are born in very balanced families, very spiritual families. Some people are born in between, everything between the two extremes, right? Some people are born into abject poverty. Some people are born into riches, like a silver spoon in the mouth kind of a situation. So it varies very wildly, as we know, through humanity. And Jupiter decides this factor. So this is the external feeding the person, not necessarily the internal of the person coming into it. You see what I mean? So if the Jupiter for a person in the chart is exalted in good positions, there's lots of combinations for that. And the fifth house is there, which is the house of children, gains, creativity, education, the basic education, the schooling. Basic education, romance and love, creative intelligence is the fifth house, right? The fifth original house is the house of the sun. The sun is the creative force, the light that shines unto itself. It's not borrowed light like you spoke about moon. Moon is blank. Moon does not have any light of its own. Sun is the self-illuminating principle of existence. This is as spoken of in the Vedas. I'm just quoting Vedic texts here, really. And when it comes to ninth house, it's a house of philosophy, higher learning. What is beyond my life? What is beyond me? What is beyond myself? Or what is it that I still do not know about existence or about myself and so on? The quest for higher knowledge is the ninth house. People travel, that's why it's a travel house also. People travel abroad, people go to places of pilgrimage, places of worship, sacred places. All these kinds of things a soul is drawn towards in the ninth house. Higher learning, that's also the aspect of Jupiter. That's why Jupiter looks at the fifth and the ninth aspect, because these are powerful houses of the Jupiter, the basic education and higher education, the basic knowledge of what is an atom, what is physics, biology, chemistry, mathematics and so on. That's the basic education. Higher education becomes like the PhD level of it, the master of something, not the bachelor of something. Even in terms of wisdom, so Jupiter is a karaka of that as well. Then comes the gains of 11th house, how you interact with the community. Social media these days, in the current times, is the most relevant. So how you interact with the social media, what is your level of participation there, what do you gain from there, and what do you gain in terms of your business, your career. The gains of the 10th house, the career, shows up in the 11th house, right? That's the way Vedic texts interpret it. Now Jupiter is supposed to be a teacher. It's got a teacher kind of energy. Jupiter, we spoke of earlier, wants to be like the sun. It's a gaseous planet. It wants to be like the sun. It isn't the sun. It's trying to get to the energy of the sun or the soul. So what does the soul want to give? Soul doesn't want anything from you. It is just embodied as you. It does not need anything from you. Divinity, or God principle of the universe, does not need anything from anyone. People wanting to please God or trying to please the creator of the universe should have this spiritual logic in place. Why would the creator of the universe need something from you? A tiny little creature on a tiny obscure planet in the edge of the Milky Way. This is a bizarre concept and people buy this again and again. But anyway, so soul does not require any external teaching. It does not require any external manifestation even. That's all the individual mind. Okay, that's the moon which wants physical things in the world. But the Jupiter, coming back to Jupiter, it wants to be like the sun. So it will gift you all these things, the second, the fifth, the ninth and the 11th house kind of things in our life, to teach you something. So Jupiter teaches you through gifting, through giving you stuff. Now there are two ways that humans learn things. One is by you getting stuff, which is less actually. People don't learn by getting gifts. People learn by loss. That's where Saturn comes in. We'll speak about that tomorrow. But gifts is one of the ways Jupiter makes you aware that there are good things in life. Jupiter is a good guy, right? There's a good cop and a bad cop kind of things. So Jupiter is a good cop kind of player. He cares about you. He wants to give you stuff so that you take things and you don't think life is a bad, dry place where nothing happens. No one cares about me or my family and all these kinds of things. Jupiter wants to give you all kinds of things. It wants to give you wealth. It wants to give you children. It wants to give you education. It wants to provide you with creative endeavors, love, romance, so that you feel you are wanted by someone, you're noticed by someone. You're something to live for, kind of, in this lifetime. And then we go on to the higher knowledge. As you go through life and through age, you will begin to question all these kinds of things. Everyone does. And it provides you with that kind of wisdom. Whatever one feels ready for, it doesn't matter where one is in life or what one desires as higher knowledge. It may not be necessarily spirituality. It might be just some philosophy, not necessarily spirituality. Everyone desires something specific, which is specific to the chart. Now, when you come to the 11th house again, Jupiter will provide all the gains. Working hard is one thing. Actually, that working hard, whether it pays off or not, in terms of money, in terms of assets, all of these things, is determined by Jupiter. Now, in the new energies, Jupiter will try to become like Uranus, the higher mind. The higher mind, Uranus, the outer planet, is the planet of oversight, as in it's not, although Uranus is also concerned about individuality, like Jupiter wants to be like the Sun, but the higher mind is more about the collective humanity, not the individual you. So in the new energies, Jupiter will be working or will be drawn more towards, well, I have all this knowledge, I have all these great gifts that the Lord, the good Lord has given me. Now how do I use it for the betterment of humanity, my society, things around me, my street, my community, my people, my friends and relatives, my family, etc., etc. All these things it will be drawn towards. It will be drawn towards more like Uranian type energy, more like Uranus. Uranus is a planet, if you remember, is a planet of individuality. It's all about individuation. Who are you in the collective? It always comes down to this, and Jupiter will be the master of this. I am there and the rest of the world is there around me, starting from my own parents, siblings, family, friends, the immediate circle, going, stretching to the outward. Uranus wants to stretch you beyond that boundary. Now Jupiter will be pulled into that kind of energy. People are forced into expansion beyond the narrow confines of their limited mind and limited thinking. That's where it's going in the new energies for Jupiter. So when you're looking up the charts next time around with Jupiter arrangement in any physically posited in any house or any ascendant or any nakshatra, or going forward to, if it's a Jupiterian ascendant, the strongest ones affected will be Sagittarius and Pisces. Both are ruled by Jupiter in the ascendant. So what will happen is these people will be so drawn towards knowledge, so drawn towards higher wisdom, maybe even start channeling, maybe even start some healing modality. All these new age healing modalities we have, Reiki, this and that. Everything will start showing up as an innate talent, which Jupiter will provide through Uranus. So you have to check the Uranus in the chart when it comes to the new energies of Jupiter. Okay, this, ladies and gentlemen, is my take on the new energies of the planet and how Jupiter will behave with them. Jupiter, they say, is a benevolent planet. It teaches, but it teaches only through gifts. It wants to gift you something. Here, take this and try this on for size. That's the style of Jupiter. Try to emphasize and see how it works for you. What we get from the world in our physical life is quite different from what we do with it. This is the test of Jupiter, which it brings to every individual on Earth, right? You have something and you make something out of it. Now Jupiter will give you something and it wants to check what will you do with it. Because you can have the same hammer and you can consider everything a nail and start banging around in everything. It depends upon what tools you have and what you learn to do with it. You can have a knife, you can use it either to cut vegetables and cook, or you can go around killing people. It's the same knife. The knife does not have a property of its own. Jupiter is the guy who checks what will you do with what you have. It is watching what you do with whatever it is that you have. You have talents, you have tools, you have physical things that you need, the food and drink and shelter and clothing. Now what will you do with all of this? Where are you going with this, as they say? That's what Jupiter checks. Okay? Take care. Tomorrow we'll catch up with Saturn. Be safe wherever you are.